Welcome, everybody, to the 2006 Hunts Fantasy Football Podcast.
The Rossi Report.
We got round one of the playoffs in the books with some winners and some losers.
Yeah, speaking about losers.
We got two right here.
There's Mr. two of them. We got number one, number two. Two of us, when the ceremony comes, we'll have $50 checks in our hands like this. Like, ooh, look
but
at this.
But nothing to show for it. First round losers. Gone.
10-3 combined for 20-6. Better than any combination you can present.
Gone. First round.
That's fantasy football for you, though. But like you said, we got the first round of the playoffs done. We'll talk about that. The second round of the playoffs, definitely going to be going through those matchups, seeing who we like, who we don't like, why. It's always people seem to care about. But basically, that's what we got. We definitely got a Rossi's line coming up. We got a good take on that. We also got no 10s with yards with JR, if you haven't realized. But now that we got, it's kind of like we always have a 10 yards with JR.
I'm back again. Sorry,
yeah, Kevin's
Zach.
Back. Yeah, but we're going to talk about the toilet bowl matchups shortly, though, because who cares?
Exciting week coming up.
What's that?
I said there's an exciting week coming up.
Oh, absolutely. Get the final four. Whoever wins this match, these matchups, getting money.
Yep.
Either 200 or it's an $800 swing there.
This is huge.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be controversial. People are going to be mad, but that's how we like to do it. We'll be back in one moment.
A sign there on your back says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody.
Well, I'm back here. We get let Kevin off for a second. Just wanted to say one thing. Last week you heard that kind of interesting, funny intro by that man. I said his name, Mink Rockmore. Definitely want to plug his website. Go to minkrockmore.com. Last name, obviously, Rock and More. It's M-O-R-E, not like, you know, experience. So it's minkrockmore.com. Definitely check it out. MinkRockmore.com. It's pretty interesting. Some funny stuff. He's a great guy. I know him well. He works here at WBOS, where we are live each and every. Well, we're live, but you know, I can't say that all the time. One day, hopefully, I'll be live from here. But enough of me talking. We'll jump right into the Rossi's line. All right, Kev, you heard it. He laid down a little bit of a challenge right there. What do you think?
Can you believe him? Me, the winner of my own division, destroying the competition, and he wants to challenge me to something like that?
Well, he had a point, though. He did. You beat him the first time around. He beat you the second time. Third matchup right here. What's it going to be?
Absolutely not. The money's mine. I want it fair and square.
How about a quarter?
Nah. Next time he wins a division, he can keep the $50. Sorry, Pat. Good try, though.
Oh, yeah. At least he laid down a challenge. A little entertainment for us right there. Had a laugh listening to that one, not going to lie. But, Pat, we got to give it to you. Thanks for the message. Nice try, but not happening.
At least somebody calls in.
Yeah, seriously.
Come on, people. Every week, call in. You know the number.
617-257-0584. Very few more times to do it. Podcast is winding down. Some people cheering in the background. This is our 17th one.
I could say I've never called in, by the way.
Well, you were in a call, though. Weren't you in one of those drunken stupids
at
the Red Sox?
I was in the
you had the Red Sox
team?
No, you weren't. Oh, no, you weren't there.
Jimmy Holland.
Yeah, here we go.
And Anthony was going nuts.
Yeah, you're backing out of it.
Yeah,
don't forget, we are talking about the award ceremonies a little later, but I just wanted to plug this now. If you have any awards, like I made the post, email me any thoughts. At least have three people that are eligible to win it. I know Kevin was telling me a little early. Frank, Chase, a lot of people tell me they're interested. But speaking about Chase, we're going to go jump into our post of the week. It is entitled Reply Awards, speaking of, by Team Ramrod. Josh, the best team on paper doesn't always win. I'm happy to beat you in the end. The whole team is the best because you are not. Whatever that means. There is a thing called coaching where you plan those guys and they will get you the W. I did that, you did not. maybe your team was better on paper, but I'm still smarter than you, bitch.
I just want to correct Chase there. I believe it's managing, not coaching. Would you agree, Mr. Rossi?
I have no doubt in your mind, your thoughts there. There's no coaching involved here.
You're managing a fantasy football team.
I don't believe it was Sean Chase who told LT to go out there and break that record. I believe that was Marty Schottenheimer and the coaching staff.
Exactly.
You're managing, Chase. I do agree with what you had to say. It's fantasy. And no offense. In this year especially, than any, like, definitely compared to last year, managing and all, I think everybody stepped up this year, I have to say. Like, look at, like I was talking to Kevin, and we're not trying to sound like sore losers, sore winners. I've not talked to other people. I bet you they'll say it themselves. Kevin losing to Billy and me losing to Anthony, you can't really consider that, like, these huge, gigantic upsets, because look at their rosters.
The good and bad players were spread across the whole league.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, the top teams had some good players, obviously, and some bad players, too. But the bottom teams, you know, they were, except for Pachi, they were pretty good, you know? You know, everybody had a pretty much chance except for Pachi. So, but, you know, anybody could have won it, and anybody could still win it.
No, I hear you there. I definitely hear you. And just to let everybody know, it's like we could have the 8 versus the 7. This basically, this looks like the NHL right now, the playoffs. Last year, they were like the 8 versus 7, 7 versus 8s and stuff like that.
This is crazy right now.
It's fun.
It's huge. It is.
It's fun for people like Anthony and Billy, you know, who, you know, didn't even probably have that much confidence coming in. But it's all about getting hot at the right time.
I didn't even think Billy would make it.
I didn't either.
We'll get into that.
Speaking about getting into that, we'll get into that right after this break. And we are back and we're ready. Are you ready, Kevin?
I'm absolutely ready.
I'll tell you, this is big here. We're starting to talk now about the matchups.
We got some four huge matchups here.
The final four.
Anybody could win right now. I mean, we have some stronger teams, but, you know, this is pretty much an even game. You know, anybody could win right now. I'm nervous. I know Frank always knows I'm nervous, but I'm nervous right now, Ross. I don't know. I don't know who's going to do it.
I'm not too nervous. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm not there.
Yeah, oh, I know. Gone. First round. See ya.
It's over. 10-3.
See you later.
All right, enough of me crying, though. Enough of you crying. We'll pick up our tears. We'll find shoulders to cry on. Kev, what's our first matchup?
First matchup this week is Rage Against the League. Versus the Radiation Renegades. Big matchup this week, Ross. Huge. Billy versus Frank. Second round of the playoffs. Let's start.
All right. Well, it's crazy. We got the, you know, it's hard to decipher their teams when you look at it, because they both look similar, you know. They're both a similar length in letters.
Yeah.
You know, Rage Against the League, Radiation Renegade. I always got them confused. Right there when you were saying it, I didn't know who to queue up.
Yeah. And, I mean, look at their records. They're opposite going into the playoffs, of course. Rage Against the League, 5-8. Radiation Renegades, 8-5. It's kind of...
It's exciting, but here's the one thing. The more important number is they're both 1-0.
Exactly.
It's a new season, and for them...
This is it.
And you can't lose.
This is it.
You can't lose.
One loss, you're gone.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know.
All right. Atu's pinna, that's all I got to say. But I'm not going to cry. I am going to cry, actually. I'm very upset. But I'm going to take a look at this. You got Billy. I'm looking at his team right now. Not like one of those teams I'm going to be like, well, this is it. This is the be-all, end-all team.
Exactly. Yeah, I have to agree.
I think he's got Jeff Garcia as his quarterback, who's played excellent. He's got an excellent quarterback rating that doesn't matter in fantasy, but he's got 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's got a pretty good team around him. But here's the deal. He's going to falter. It's bound to happen sooner or later.
He can't stay that strong forever.
And he's traveling to the Giants.
Exactly. And, you know, Billy, Billy has a pretty decent overall team right here. Look at his wide receivers. Larry Fitz, Reggie Brown, Keyshawn, some decent wideouts. But you know what? The glue of his team, I think, is Steven Jackson. Consistent player. Look at exactly.
Four down plays.
Exactly. Consistent. You know? Let's look at Radiation Renegades. Look at that. Drew Brees last week blew up.
I understand
against
that.
My defense.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Gone.
Drew Brees ain't going to be throwing the ball like that this week.
No.
Just isn't going to happen.
Five touchdowns.
It's not even about the five touchdowns. He just threw the ball a lot last week.
Over 300 yards.
I know. He almost had four. I think he might have. Did he have four?
I don't think. I thought it was 360 maybe. I don't know. Frank, call in. Come on. Give us a call. Let us know. We'll look it up for you. But look at Frank's wideout.
Yeah, 384.
Colston's back. Booker. Frank
Booker's been hot.
Yeah, Frank has a solid team right now.
He does. His running back's a suspect, though. I'm going to give him that.
You know,
Tatum Bell off on, you know, he's, you know,
sometimes sees the end zone.
Yeah, but I'm not really convinced in Frank's running backs. No. Amon Green seems to always score, though, lately, especially for Frank.
Exactly. Brett Favre slacking. Well, he did all right last week, but,
yeah.
You know, all
who cares
year,
about
he's,
Brett Favre?
He's
we
off
don't care
and
about
on.
Brett.
No, you know, he's on my team.
I know. Didn't just stop talking about yourself.
Sorry. Hey, I'm a little sad.
I'll tell you. He's got Cedric Benton. There is the dark horse of the team. Cedric Benton. I'm not just saying that because he's black. But he's the dark horse. Think about it. If he scores, if he puts up the points, that's a guy who Frank's going to rely on.
Yeah.
Because who he has no expectation for him. He's benching Julius Jones, which he should every week, because you never know. Yeah, he did bust off a 77-yard touchdown.
Yeah, but that was, you know, that was luck. He hasn't done anything all year. Marion has been stealing everything from Julius Jones. I would bench him, too. No worries.
Yeah, it's just kind of one of those good matchups, because it's a trade matchup, like I had with Zach, like I had with Pachi. You got Larry Fitzgerald on one side of the ball, who Frank traded away for Julius Jones, who probably won't play in this game, barring an injury or something.
You see that? It kind of reminds me of the Chase Josh game, where Josh got knocked out of the playoffs because of one man.
Bertrand Berrien.
That's kind of funny. Imagine if it comes down to Larry Fitz getting a touchdown, knocking Frank out. This is exciting. I'm shaking right now.
They're in they're actually in Arizona, but he's playing Denver. It's a pretty stellar defense. I don't think Matt Lyon is going to be going off, but here's the keys to this game, I think, and my victory. For Billy, Jeff Garcia hooking up with Reggie Brown.
It's huge. This is the year. You said it before, the year of the hookup.
It is.
A
it's
lot
the hookup.
Of teams have hookups.
240 days. I'm already looking at my draft results. I'm going for hookups next year.
A hookup.
You need a proficient hookup,
I mean, I had a hookup. You had a hookup. Billy.
He had a hookup
Anthony,
for a good while.
Yeah, you know.
Anthony doesn't have a hookup.
Well, last week, Kevin.
Thanks. Bringing up the past again. We have one week.
And you picked him up. Kevin Curtis and Bulger. It didn't work out for a touchdown, but it gets him some yards, double yards here and there.
Yeah, not bad. But enough about Anthony. We'll get to him.
What I like on Billy's team, though, is I have to say it's Steven Jackson going up against Oakland. He's going to run all over him.
Rudy Johnson went for .120, two scores. Steven Jackson's a workhorse, too. He's got and Travis Henry going to Jacksonville. Jacksonville isn't really suspect to the run, but what they do is they always give up. If you get down there, the running back's going to get in.
Yeah.
It's done like four or five times this year.
I mean, Travis Henry's going to have a little bit harder of a game than Steven Jackson, but big points from Billy's running backs, I think.
Yeah, and then looking at Frank, he's got to rely on Breeze, though. Like, no offense, Frank's team is one of those teams. He reminds me a little bit of my team last year in the playoffs, except he has a much better quarterback. But he has, like, those running backs that aren't at the top of anybody's list right now, and he's got a tight end. There's what I was going to say about Frank. Tight end. Charlie Fry plays this week. Kellen Winslow's going to get the ball. And Kellen Winslow is the guy who Frank's going to need points from.
Yep. And, I mean, another team with a hookup, with Colston and Breeze. Frank could produce huge points there. Colston has been looking good week to week. Last week, did he look good? I don't remember.
Colston, he was his first game back off injury. Didn't play too bad. He had like 70 yards receiving or something like that.
But still, you know, the hookup.
It's the hookup. So, enough of us talking about it. Who do you like? Who's going to the championship? Who's guaranteed at least $200? This is fucking huge.
I'm nervous, and I'm going to have to go against my man Billy again, which I don't know if I should, but I'm going to have to say Frank is going to get money put in his hand for the second year in a row.
Wow.
At least $200.
It's so hard for me to say because I'm looking at these matchups, but I think it's going to be close. Not too close.
Oh, absolutely. It's going
to
be close.
I have a feeling Jeff Garcia is going to stumble against the Giants. And I think it's going to come down to Monday night in Hushmanzada against the Colts. He's going to have a game, and I'm going with Frank.
It's really hard to pick one, but I'm going to have to agree with you.
Nothing would surprise me if Billy goes on and wins.
No.
Nothing neither. Would. He has a good team. He's got those running backs.
Yeah, Billy came through.
He did. I just have a feeling that that's just what I'm saying. We'll move on, though.
There we go. The next matchup is Mama Said Knock You Out.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it.
Versus the unstoppable Team Ramrod. Got another 5-8 team in the second round of the playoffs. What do you think about that, Rossi?
I'll tell you, it's the year of the underdogs. It is the year we had Edmonton in the NHL go all the way to the finals. You had George Mason go to the Final Four. Now you got Mama Said Knock You Out. You got Rage Against the League. If they could play each other in the championship, this is unreal.
Huge. This is humongous.
Congratulations to them, by the way.
Yeah, seriously. They underdogs. Some people didn't think they were going to make it, you know, and they came through looking pretty strong going into the second round. Possibly getting some money, both of them.
I can't even speak.
You don't even know what to say right now.
But I'm going to jump right into Team Ramrod's very strong roster. I'm going to say, I think it's coming strong. He's going to play Grossman, I say. Going against Tampa Bay, who's been decent against the past, but nothing excellent.
Grossman makes me a little nervous, though. You know, he's off and on here and there. You know, he has good games, but he's not consistent. He is not.
No, he's not. But I think, you know, they're all set. They get the bye in the playoffs. Clinch the division. They're all set. They just need home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I think they need one more win. They're not going to fight so hard for it, but I think Grossman has stuff to prove, so he's going to keep playing, and he's going to keep playing hard. So I think Tampa, he needs this game, and that's nothing better than you want from your quarterback. A quarterback you know that needs to play good.
And, you know, he has a good chance of producing, and look at that. He's trying to get the hookup again with Berrien, just like last week against Josh. And, you know, he has some pretty solid wideouts. Donald Driver, he's pretty consistent when Brett Favre is on.
Yeah, I got to give it to him. Yeah, another $150 last week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, should we even talk about his running backs? Probably two of the best running backs in the league, LT and Sean Alexander. It doesn't get better than that, Rob.
It doesn't, but, or does it? The question is, because Sean Zinn had a really bad week last week. I'm not saying he's going to do it again.
I think he put up 1 point last week.
1 point, yeah, that's fumbled. Tough. But this week against San Francisco, who's been closing up on defense, but I think this game's going to just mean way more to Seattle. They actually lost to San Francisco a couple weeks back. I think Alexander's going off this week.
San Francisco. I think he's going to run all over him all day.
I think this is going to be a big lead for Chase leaving tomorrow night or tonight or whenever you listen. It's Thursday night because it's a Thursday night game.
It's going to be huge for Chase. And, you know, Chase's, you know, his points really rely on his running backs. He's very running back heavy. Not saying he doesn't have good players elsewhere, but, I mean, his running backs put up huge points when they're on, and he's going to need them to continue.
Hey, he's got Jacksonville defense going against Tennessee. Vince Young's been doing these late comebacks as of late. I think that's ended. I'm sorry. I think Jacksonville's just a strong defense. Team's just been really good. They almost shut down Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to have a problem with Vince Young.
So, I mean, should we move on to Mama Said Knock You Out?
I think we should.
Is looking good. Knocked you out, Mr. Commissioner, last week.
I know.
You guys were so nervous at the shithole of the university.
I want to just take a second just to congratulate Anthony.
He deserves it.
That he does. And to say, over 2 years, he's only scored 100 points twice. 100 points twice.
It's not about the points. It's all about those W's.
When does he score twice against me this year? He's the only person I've played this year that beat me twice. Or beat me once. Like, the only person not beat me once. I'm sorry. The only person that I did not beat on my schedule. Mm-hmm. I lost to Billy. I lost to Zach. I ended up beating him later on.
Yeah.
And I lost to Anthony.
Yeah.
Never beat him. And this is my retribution. This is my Bill Belichick moment.
He loves it.
Oh, of course he loves it. Why shouldn't he?
He's good. He had the biggest grin on his face all Monday night. It was fabulous watching you two pull each other's hair out.
Now, let's get down to business.
Here we go.
Bulger.
Going up
had
against
a huge game against the best defense, Chicago. Now he's traveling to Oakland. What's he going to do?
You know, Oakland looks okay with the pass defense, but they're not a good team. I think he's going to be able to get a couple touchdowns off Oakland again, possibly. I know you maybe disagree with me, but Bulger is...
Stumbler.
He's pretty consistent. You think he's going to stumble?
He's going to stumble. The Steven Jackson show is going to be out in Oakland.
Definitely. Steven Jackson's going to run all over him, but I, you know...
They will throw some balls deep. I'm not saying he's going to be, like, terrible. I'm looking around 250, maybe a touchdown and two picks. I'm still going to jump that. I don't think he's going to get maybe two touchdowns, two picks.
So you think he's going to get double digits?
He'll hit the double digits. He will.
That's not a stumbler.
Compared to what he does, 23 points exactly. In Chicago. Fuck.
And then we got T.O. who looked awesome last week.
He looked horrible. No, he did not look awesome.
What about... I think he looked...
I'm not being sarcastic with this. It was awesome. When Kareem McKenzie... No, because he couldn't pick up the ball and it would slip through his hands.
When he walked.
T.O. like this.
When he walked into the end zone.
Yeah, but it's not like he was open.
He looked pretty suave to me. I think he did.
Yeah, Kev, you could have done the same thing if I throw the ball to you right now with no defenders around.
Hey, he looked awesome.
Yeah, he looked real good.
And he gets Atlanta. He has a chance to look pretty good again.
Yeah, he's going to pick on Dante Hall. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
T.O.'s going to probably have a decent game. Not a great game, but a decent game.
Good chance for another touchdown for T.O.
Yeah, good chance of double digits to 9 points.
Anthony's wideouts are strong. I would say that's where he has a lot of the strength in his team. He does have good running backs with Tiki Barber consistently putting up big yards. Thomas Jones scoring last week against you. Sorry.
Thanks. It wasn't against Chicago. It wasn't against St. Louis.
No, it was against you.
The Roscoe Hawks. He was on the field.
And, you know, I like Anthony's team. What do you think?
I can tell you like Anthony's team. I'm going to go ahead. Javon Walker, sooner or later, I think Jay Cutler is going to get it. He's going to get it. He's going to start throwing down with the little Maxi. Do I think it's going to be this week? No.
No?
I think in Arizona, their defense is starting to step up. Arizona's starting to play with a little pride. Like, I know they were actually on in our network last week. He was on Fox. They played a hell of a game against Seattle. I'm not saying they're going to play that good, but I think they're going to play with a little bit of pride, and they're going to really try to win this game. Obviously not that they would ever lay down and die.
Another thing that I like about Anthony's team is the New York Giants defense going up against Philly. I think they have a good chance to pick on the quarterback over there. What do you think?
Yeah, not just
double
the quarterback.
Double digit points, I think. Maybe.
What's that?
Double digit points.
How's defense. That? What?
The defense is going to score double digits.
Oh, I thought you said they were going to get double points. Sorry. We'll try to add that out maybe. If not, you're going to hear that raw and it was really awkward. But I think the Giants have a good chance this week on defense. They're home. They're playing for a playoff spot. They might be playing for first place in the East if Dallas loses on Saturday night against Atlanta. What we just talked about with Terrell Owens. I like them. I do. I like the Giants defense this week.
That's
I think with Kiwanuka signing a tackle, not just let Vince Young run, with OCU Manure on the other end, the defensive line going after Garcia, who's a pretty good quarterback. I've always liked Garcia. Gay, not gay, doesn't matter to me.
He's gay.
Okay.
I'm ready to make my pick.
Well, hold on. Tiki Barber against Philadelphia, love him against Philadelphia. Philadelphia's run defense has been pathetic.
And he's going to run all day.
They're going to run all day.
You know, Brandon Jacobs is going to get the touchdown, but he'll run it to the goal line.
And now Thomas Jones, I don't like this week.
Why is that?
I think they're going to start giving it over to Cedric. I think they like Cedric Benson. The carries are starting to head his way, unless he scores another fucking 20-yard touchdown.
You know, but he was a star back again. Last week he was a starting back, you know.
Oh, starting, yes.
But
they're playing well.
But you are right. You know, Cedric Benson is getting a lot of looks lately, so I don't know.
So I'm looking at these two games. Ben Watson, if he's healthy, he's going to be a target.
Yeah, definitely against Houston's weak pass defense. And Tom Brady's going to be looking to throw some balls after a week like last week being shut out by Miami. So huge week.
I'll tell you, you want my pick?
Yeah, I want you to go first because I don't know who I want.
Ramrod
all the way?
Big time.
You know, I'm going to
not big time, but I'm going to say it's going to be pretty big.
I'm going to have to go with the underdog again. I'm going to say Anthony's going to upset Ramrod and
so
his
like,
running back.
So you like Anthony versus...
Mama Sinaki.
You said like Mama Sinaki, Rage Against the Radiation Renegade next week on the Christmas special podcast, by the way.
I think it's going to happen. I think that's going to be it.
So while you're sitting on the beach sipping a something or other in Florida.
Yeah.
Kev, we also wish you luck on that. Ken's going away for a little bit. Setting up for his brother, right? Isn't that what you're doing?
Yeah, setting up for my brother.
Brother's engaged.
Yep.
That's nice.
Not too much is going on. We're just scouting.
All right, No one cares. No, I just wanted to say it real quick
football.
To make you feel good. But no, so next week, you'll be in Florida. You think when I'm here, freezing my ass off, probably in the snow, playing Christmas music, wearing my Christmas hat, doing the very special Christmas Rossi Report, 'twas the night before the Rossi Report.
It's going to be Mama Sinaki Wild. versus Radiation Renegade. Yes.
I'm going to say Team Ramrod versus Radiation Renegade, but we'll see. The games have to be played.
Starting tomorrow night. This is it. This is it, boys.
Do you know how big it is?
Huge.
That we're going to follow it up with the quickest two games we're ever going to talk about ever. So quick, the toilet. It's going to be like flushing the toilet.
There you go.
Speaking about that, what are we talking about?
No nuggets will be left over. We're going to be talking about Kevin's crazy cunts in the toilet bowl. Versus the Mickey Mouse Club.
All right, Kev. Here we go. We're going to do it. Who do you like? Kevin's Crazy Cunts. Run down the roster.
I don't know who I like. Reggie Wayne's looking good. You know, he's always
should have been
good.
On my team. Should have made that target. Trade.
Why is that?
I'm sorry. We had a trade.
Who do you like?
I'm going to go right down Kevin's Crazy Cunts. David Garrard. Like him. Randy Moss. Don't. Reggie Wayne.
Like him.
Like him. Mark Clayton. Don't. Willie Parker. Like him. Like him. Cadillac Williams.
Nope.
Forget him. Why? Don't even put him on the field. Bench him. Antonio Gates.
Like him.
Don't like him.
Why?
Why? Because I just don't.
No time.
Mike Furry.
Eh.
Love him.
I like him.
Love him.
He's okay.
John Casey. Who cares about kickers? Pittsburgh against Carolina. What do you do?
It's going to be tough.
Don't like him.
Which one? He has Carolina and Pittsburgh.
No, I'm talking about Pittsburgh. He's got him in the spot.
Yeah. What do you like? It's going to be tough either way he goes.
Fuck him.
I think he should put Carolina.
Fuck him.
Get out of here.
All right. Mickey Mouse Club. Steve McNair.
I like him against Cleveland.
Wes Welker.
Decent.
Like him. Quan Bolden.
Like him.
Jericho Cotri. Hate him.
Joseph Addai won't do anything again.
Joseph Addai, I don't like him. Corey Dillon.
I like him against Houston.
Me too. I think he's going to get some touchdowns. Ben Utek.
Who?
Exactly. Sammy Morris.
No.
Nope. John Carney.
Nah.
Doesn't matter. We don't talk about those. Yeah. San Diego defense against Kansas City. Are they going to stop LJ?
No way.
Who's winning the game?
Kevin's Crazy Cunts.
Who cares? What's our next matchup?
That was a toilet flushing.
What's our next matchup?
Saeed Suicide Squad. Versus the Gestapo Joe.
All right. Another quick one here. Gestapo Joe. We'll run it down. Tony Romo.
Like him.
Don't. Isaac Bruce.
Of course he does. I like him against Oakland.
Oh, we're talking fantasy? He's all right. Isaac Bruce, like him. No, I don't like him against Oakland. Nate Burleson.
I like him, and I'll tell you why real quick.
Oh, take your time.
Because my man is sitting out, Darryl Jackson. He's replacing him this week.
Yeah, he will.
He's
you know
gonna
what?
Be a target.
I don't like him. Michael Jenkins.
Don't like him.
Who is he? I know who he is. He's the only one to score touchdowns. Deuce McAllister.
I like him.
Love him. Oh, it's a person, too. Dominic Rhodes.
I like it.
I think he has a better shot this week for some reason.
Better than Joseph Addai.
A little bit, I think, right now. Tony Gonzalez.
I like him.
Like him. Liddell Betts.
I like him.
Like him again. Oh, we agree. Josh Brown. Who cares?
I love him.
You love him?
Yeah.
Seattle's defense. Yeah.
Against San Francisco, I like him a lot.
I don't like him a lot. I think Franco is going to go all over him. Let's go. Side to the Sky Squad. We're going to fly through this one.
Here we go.
Tom Brady.
Love him.
Torrey Holt.
Love him.
Hate him. Rashay Caldwell.
Like him.
Debbie Henderson.
No.
Nope. Maurice Jones-Drew.
Love him.
Well, I don't love him. I love you, I guess. Because Marion Barber.
Love him.
Touchdown stealing son of a bitch. Vernon Davis. I kind of like him. Rudy Johnson.
I like him.
I like him so much. I'm talking. He could break records this week. Robbie Gould, who cares? New York Jets defense against Minnesota. At Minnesota.
They're going to have a tough time.
I don't like him.
Nope. Tough time.
Who do you like in the game?
I'm going to go with Gestapo Joe.
You know who I'm going to go with?
Who?
I don't care. We'll be right back.
Conscious.
Alrighty, boys. That was it. You heard our picks. We disagreed on who's going to be going to the championship. We split on one game. We agreed on one game. But just want to say good luck to all. The toilet bowl, I don't give a crap about it. Get it? Get a little poo, a little shit. Yep. But I don't care. I'm being honest.
I also want to say good luck to everybody. You know, this is a huge week for all four teams. Anybody could win. You know, who we pick doesn't necessarily mean anything. Don't take it personally.
Nothing.
You know, anybody could be in the finals. And I like the matchups this week. I think it's going to be huge, exciting. This is going to separate the boys from the men this week, Rossi.
Oh, absolutely.
Huge. I love it. Exciting.
Me too.
And I'm going to be sitting there with a thumb up my ass.
Breaking news real quick. We just read on Yahoo Sports, Daisuke Matsuzaka heading over to the Red Sox.
A six-year deal, right?
Six-year, $52 million. I like it. Not too much money, but I know people are going to be up and down. But you know what? I'd rather have him than not.
Exactly.
Pitching never hurts.
Better us than somebody else.
Absolutely. Just once again, good luck, like we said. Call the Rossi line next week. Very special night before Rossi Report. Special edition. Christmas. I'll be wearing a hat. Whoever's going to be in studio with me will be full of glee. We'll be talking about the championship. People are going to be winning money. Can you feel it?
Huge money. I can feel it.
Come on over.
No.
Sorry. You can't hear the song. But also, we play football every Sunday. Come down. We actually got a few guys down. I heard people going to the Patriots game. Good luck to them.
I heard Frank was there last week.
Oh, Frank, come on over. We wanted to send him down again. Yeah, we saw him. It was nice to see him. Hopefully, he'll be back this week. Please, come play. Anybody who's going to be available. We know this guy right here is going to be heading to Florida.
See ya.
Wish him all the luck.
Mickey Mouse hat on.
Yeah, he'll be back, though, on time for Christmas, which should be good.
I'll be there.
But just like to everybody, as Kevin, and I heard this piss off Josh, good day.
See ya.
Some people, it's a pity, they go all their lives and never know how to love, how to let love go. But it's all right now. We'll make it through this somehow, and we'll paint the perfect picture. All the colors of this world will run together more than ever. I can feel it. Can you feel it? Down to the corner, my sisters and my brothers of every different color, don't you feel that sunshine? Telling you to hold tight, things will be alright. Try to find a better life. Come on over. Down to the corner, my sisters and my brothers, there for one another, won't you? Come on over. Man, I know you wanna let yourself go. Let yourself go. Never been a